Election Night Coverage 2024.
On election night, the crew will be, Tim, you'll be here, Ed will be here, Wesley will be here, Walker will be here, and I'll be along for color commentary.
We're going to be offering some astute political analysis.
Yeah.
It will be astute.
Huh?
Yes.
If it's not astute,
why bother?
Why bother? That's our motto.
On election night, beginning at 6 Central, it's Election Night Coverage 2024 on American Family Radio. Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim with Fred, and Steve Paisley-Jordahl joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
And joining us from North Carolina is Dr. Alex McFarland. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
You traveling today? Or?
No, I'm back home after a 19-day speaking tour.
Oh, my word. Did you have a T-shirt? Do you have a T-shirt with all your stops on the back of it?
Do you know, most of the stops, I was wearing my Culture Warrior shirt about the Don Wildman documentary.
Oh, yeah. Well, good. That's a good advertisement for that.
Yeah. I got a great T-shirt when I came to Share-a-thon several weeks back.
Yeah. Yep. The Culture Warrior. If you go to culturewarriormovie.com, excuse me, no, culturewarrior.movie, no.com. I know that's unusual for people, but you can watch the documentary. It's the trailer, and the full length documentary will be out very soon. But just go type in culturewarrior.movie, and it'll take you there. And go and watch the trailer about the. It's a movie documenting the life of my father who founded this ministry. All right, so Alex, before we, I wanted to ask you. First of all, who's going to win North Carolina in terms of the race between Trump and Harris?
Donald Trump will carry North Carolina. In fact, y'all may have seen this, that was in the news yesterday, that the Harris campaign has canceled $2.7 million in ad spending in North Carolina. And I texted a friend of mine who is part of the North Carolina Republican leadership, and they said that she has, and this is a quote now, we'll see, but they said that she has surrendered North Carolina, and that the 2.7 they were going to spend in North Carolina, they're going to reallocate to spend in Virginia because they've essentially conceded that North Carolina will go Trump.
Virginia, that's supposed to be a blue state that they're not going to have to, that the Democrats shouldn't have to worry about.
Well, I know.
As far as presidential elections go, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, and the word, now, listen, I don't want to be overconfident here. I mean, believe me, gentlemen, I'm on my knees praying every day. That's what I'm doing because there's a lot at stake, and I think we all know the implications just for, you know, the gospel is free, but it takes resources to deliver the gospel. And there's a lot of reasons, our relationship with Israel being very key, you know, judges that will be appointed. There's a lot of reasons that I am praying for conservative victories. Yeah. But I'm hearing that I had dinner with one of the heads of the Oklahoma Republican Party Friday night, and let me just say, there's a lot of confidence that Trump will have over 300 electoral votes, that Trump will carry Pennsylvania, and that's the electoral votes of Pennsylvania are very critical. So,
what we need is an overwhelming win.
Uncontestable.
Yeah, that's uncontestable. And I think that could happen for Trump. I don't think it'll happen for Harris. If she wins, it'll be narrowly, and she's been trending as losing the last 3 weeks, and even Democrat pundits are recognizing that she's in trouble. So we'll see what happens there. But Go ahead.
Guess what? I was thinking about something. You know, years ago, we all bristled at being called deplorable.
Yeah.
But that's just about a compliment compared to being called garbage.
Anyway.
If I ever meet Hillary Clinton, I'm going to say thank you.
Hey, you know, if I had time, I would make a T-shirt called Garbage for Trump. And I could make a mint, but we'd be out of time between now and next Tuesday. Huh? Garbage. Okay. Alex, thank you for joining us on such short notice. Anything you want to say about the show this afternoon with you and Bert?
Well, we had a fantastic show yesterday, Praying for America. We're in the book of Philippians. Oh, and I got to tell you guys this. Bert read a letter. A lady sent in a letter, and I distinctly remember Bert and I a couple months ago, I just felt led to talk about suicide and how that was such a big killer of young people. And don't contemplate suicide. Get help. There's always hope, and that hope is in Jesus. Well, a lady wrote in to AFA, and she said, Alex and Bert, I heard your show. She said, I had planned to kill myself. I had been on the internet looking for ways to take my own life, but I just randomly stumbled on your show. She said, I want you to know that she said, you saved my life and Jesus saved my soul.
Amen.
She said, I accepted Christ listening to your show. And I mean, I take that letter very seriously. We give God the glory for the ability every afternoon, 4 to 5 yeah. Eastern, 3 to 4 Central, and so forth. But we open God's word, and we give the message of hope and life in Jesus.
Amen. That's Exploring the Word with Bert, Brother Bert Harper, and Alex McFarland, our guests now. And that's heard each weekday afternoon, 3:05 Central Time. Each weekday afternoon, 3:05 Central Time, 3 to 4 on American Family Radio. What a powerful letter. That was an email or a letter you got? Or both?
A letter.
Hey, well, I'd like to. You already send that? I'd like to see that sometime.
Yeah, Bert's got it.
I'll read it. All right. Thank you, Alex. Take care, brother.
Blessings.
Okay, that's Alex McFarland. Steve?
Hey.
Go ahead, man.
So, we're looking at it's October. We're looking for an October surprise. A lot of people were wondering what's going to happen in the week that's leading up to the election. And Ben Shapiro thinks he knows. Because he got a letter, as did Tucker Carlson, and I'm hearing several other conservative influencers or radio personalities, media people. This is what Ben Shapiro's letter said. It says, good day, Mr. Shapiro. I hope you're well. I'm Nico Grant, a reporter from the New York Times. I wanted to give you an opportunity to comment for an upcoming article that takes a look at how political commentators have discussed the upcoming election on YouTube. We rely on analysis conducted by researchers at Media Matters for America. That's your first clue. Could you kindly provide us with a comment or decline to comment by end of day, October 29? Here are the points. Media Matters identified 286 YouTube videos between May and August that contained election misinformation, including narratives that have been debunked or are not supported with credible evidence. Videos you posted in the 4 months contain election misinformation. So they're going to be targeting YouTube advertisers, pressuring YouTube to demonetize these platforms. They want to silence these voices in the week leading up to the election. This is the New York Times that's doing this.
No surprise that they would do this kind of thing. And we know this goes back, you know, now well-worn strategy by the left. It goes back to COVID. If you say something that goes against the official government narrative, we're going to go at social media to shut you down. So that's what they do. That's why, and someone was saying the other day, they felt the big issue in this campaign was really freedom of speech. Because a part of the agenda of the left is to completely shut down anybody who disagrees with them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they don't like Elon Musk on the left. The left doesn't like Elon Musk. Yeah. That's because what did he do in taking over X? Is he says, I'm open to opinions.
And he opened the books. He let Yeah, reporters take a look behind the scenes, exposing a whole lot of stuff.
Exactly, and that's why they don't like him, because he has described, he has his platform out there that says, you know, we're going to entertain people with different points of view, and we're not going to shut down people just because they go against the government line on something.
Yeah. We'll see, but you're right. Tim Walz, the VP candidate for Harris, has said that free speech stops when misinformation begins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paraphrasing, but that's he probably maybe said it.
Yeah.
He said it like that. I'm not mischaracterizing what he said.
That's a fundamental misunderstanding of the First Amendment, by the way.
Right.
And hate speech.
Because he gets to define what misinformation is.
Yeah. Yes.
See what the left does. All right, go ahead, Steve.
All right. We're finding out that the plot to take down Donald Trump, which continues to this day with the weaponization of the Justice Department and everything, started much earlier than we thought. Remember the term crossfire hurricane? That was what they finally came up with to try to entrap, that was the Russia collusion hoax. And it's been exposed how the Justice Department was kind of behind that, and they knew it was a hoax, but they were trying to entrap him. Well, it happened even before that. Just soon after he announced his campaign in 2015, James Comey started an off-the-books criminal investigation of the Trump campaign. Just a fishing expedition looking for things he might be able to find on Trump. He sent two women in to be, let's say, moral decayers of the...
Who's saying this? Where are you getting this information?
This is the Washington Times reporting.
Okay. And they're alleging this, or are they?
Well, they're quoting whistleblowers that came to House Judiciary.
That are anonymous. No, or did they make their names known?
They did not make their names known, although I'm sure that it was...
I just wanted to say that because whistleblowers, some are anonymous and some are not. Some testify on the record. We've seen that before. But anyway, these two who are not on their names, we don't know, have said that... James Comey, then the FBI director back in 2015, was trying to spy on the
off the books operation. It says the two it was a off the books criminal investigation targeting Mr. Trump and his 2016 presidential campaign staff. Mr. Comey ordered an FBI investigation that he personally directed, according to the whistleblowers. It was a fishing expedition to find something incriminating about Mr. Trump.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's serious. Extremely serious.
Serious, but not surprising. Because James Comey was an enemy of Donald Trump from the get-go.
Yeah.
This being the get-go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, maybe before the get-go.
Yes. So, got to remember, Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. James Comey, who didn't have a problem with Hillary Clinton keeping things on her own server at her house. All of this. Remember the
government emails that weren't supposed to be distributed via a private server, which Hillary Clinton kept in her basement so she could avoid congressional oversight. And James Comey said nobody would prosecute that.
Yeah.
No reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. He basically covered for her.
Yes.
And by the way, do you know she was never interviewed under oath?
That's right.
Remember the two FBI mm-hmm. agents? One of them was
Struck?
Struck, and anyway, they didn't put her under oath.
Nope.
They just went, hey.
They had her in one afternoon. Let's sit down and have a chat.
I think they went over to her house.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was just weird. I'm going like, you got something this serious? You're doing an investigation, and you're not putting the person under oath so that they have to tell the truth?
Tim, they were friends.
Yeah. Well, I know he was a fan of hers.
Yes,
that the Strzok was, as later was revealed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? The one story I remember from that, which I found just incredible, which points to the harassment, and that's the least of word we can use about President Trump and his administration, and it was when Comey sent over those two FBI agents to the White House
in the early days
to interview General Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
and they didn't give him an opportunity. He said this was on the record. He at one point he said, basically, why are you guys here? I mean, what's going on? They were asking about some kind of international dealings or whatever, and he realized, did General Flynn, hey, maybe I need a lawyer here. Do I need a lawyer here? Because you guys are FBI agents. You're asking me, I didn't even put my curtains up here in my room yet, and you guys are already after me on something else.
Yeah.
And remember that? And they said, no, you don't need a lawyer.
Yeah.
No, you don't need a lawyer. And I thought, this is – so they went after – to me, they were targeting General Flynn. If you just looked at this objectively and fairly – and then they had spied on the Trump campaign up in New York at Trump Tower, right?
Yep.
I mean, this was just bad from the – what you had the deep state. There is a real deep state, which are Washington establishment career bureaucrats, basically, who are almost all Democrat and liberal.
Yes.
And they viewed Trump and his team as – enemies of the state, so to speak.
Yes.
That's what came clear. And then they did the 2-year investigation with, what was the fellow's
Mueller.
Name? Robert Mueller, the former FBI director.
Mm-hmm.
2 years, basically unlimited resources, taxpayer money being spent. He's got almost all Clinton-supporting trial lawyers doing all this investigation into Trump. To try to connect him to Russia.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And Russia peddling influence on his behalf and helping him win the election. Wasn't that the accusation? And then, as it turned out, it was a nothing burger.
Yes, that's right. I think, you know, even President Trump at that time, early on in when he first took office in 16, he did not realize, he probably was suspicious of deep state, but he did not realize how bad it was.
True.
But he found out very quickly. And of course, what we have seen in the last 4 years is the total weaponization of the Biden Justice Department against Donald Trump.
Right.
Because they were trying all of these things to discourage him from running again. But Donald Trump is a different type character. He wasn't going to... As he said, you know, in reality, I'd like to be going out to the golf course. But he said, I had to run again because the country needs, and I guess you could say he's being arrogant here, but the country needs me to run again because I'm the only one that can really straighten this out. He has proven himself to be a real bulldog, that he's going to keep going and going and going. And he honestly does believe, especially after the attempt on his life there in Butler, Pennsylvania, that, you know, God wants him as president again.
It's not bragging if you can back it up.
He believes that God wants him to be president again. We will see.
All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Steve, next story.
Israel is saying that Hezbollah is operating at a big, huge deficit, that they have destroyed 80% of their missile capability, and so there's 20% left, and they are now talking about some kind of a diplomatic end to that particular conflict, separate from anything that they're doing in Gaza. So they're still wanting to eliminate Hamas. They have degraded Hezbollah up in Lebanon, but Lebanon is its own country with its own government. They can't do the same thing in Lebanon that they did in Gaza. So this is what they're talking about as far as the proposal for a ceasefire. They want Hezbollah fighters to withdraw to a line north of the Litani River, which is away from the Israeli border. They want the Lebanese army to come in and fill, which is not Hezbollah, to fill that vacuum. They want international oversight. They want freedom for IDF to go in and remove threats if needed. And they want to prevent Hezbollah from rearming in the future. And if they meet those terms, they might be able to, they say, they've degraded Hezbollah enough to stop that particular conflict.
You know, Israel, when they took out Hezbollah leader Nasrallah back there a few weeks ago, I think Hezbollah understood that the writing was on the wall. You know, the other day they announced the new leader of Hezbollah, and I thought to myself, do you really want, given Israel's capability, that basically you cannot hide from them, do you really want to be the leader of this group and continue this war with Israel? Which is why I think we're getting this proposed peace,
right,
between the two, because Hezbollah understands that Israel will continue this.
They've basically been destroyed.
They have been.
Hezbollah. They appointed somebody to replace the head.
I wouldn't want to do that. If I was going to be the head of Hezbollah, I would announce it. Hey, everybody. Hey, Israel, it's me. That's right here. I'm the leader.
Well, they did. They put a picture out, and then Israel posted the picture with the caption, temporary short-term leader.
Well, that's true.
Pretty intimidating. The other thing is, in Lebanon, they have a very strong economy normally.
Yeah.
And that economy is being destroyed right now because of Hezbollah.
Yeah.
So you've got the civilian leadership in place there that no doubt right now is saying to Hezbollah, we got to stop this. And we've got to settle things down again.
Well, what Israel's not doing this time that maybe they've done in the past when dealing with Hezbollah, Hezbollah is the same as Hamas, except they're on the north part of they're north of Israel, not south of Israel, or Gaza is. But they're the same type mentality, that is, kill all the Jews. And what Israel has done they've decided we're not going to let the fear of criticism for going into Lebanon to find these people and kill them stop us. Because in order for Israel to take care of business, defeating the Hezbollah on their border, they have to go into Lebanon, which is a sovereign country, and you get criticized when you do that. But Israel's saying, if you don't you're housing these terrorists, which are killing our people. So we're not going to worry about criticism if we have to go into Lebanon, even blow a bunch of stuff up, which is what they've done.
Not to mention, we're going to use your pagers to destroy you.
Yeah.
You talk about a brilliant move of the Israelis.
Israel just seems like to me is maybe a month away from total and complete victory. I mean, they got it won now, but they're just having to clean up place, so to speak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, next story.
All right, just a minute left. Yeah, Christmas is coming up. If you need a gift for your children here, do you know those block figurines, the kind of guy, the little figurines that you use with Legos that kind of have the block heads?
Yeah.
Well, they now have a new one out called Kamala's Border. I'm showing you guys the box of this. It says it comes now with over 8 million undocumented figurines that you can get for your children.
Where did
for
you
your
get
children.
This? Where'd you find that?
Oh, I don't know. It's
can you put that on our Today's Issues Facebook page? Because that's hilarious. Hey, comes Kamala's Border. It's a board like a puzzle.
Like a Legos game.
Game, and it says comes with 8 million undocumented figurines. That's clever.
Border sold separately.
All right. Also, probably not a surprise, but the former Republican governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, has come out and endorsed Kamala Harris.
Yeah, well, that's why he's in California.
That's right.
I don't know what happens to people in California. Messes them up, sadly.
We come to Mississippi is what happens to them.
Right, right. Yes. All right. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening. By the way, tomorrow we're going to have a special sermon having to do with the election that you're going to want to listen to. So we won't be here with live Today's Issues program. You want to listen to this sermon because it's very, very timely and very, very important, and you need to send it to as many people as you can. So that's tomorrow on the Today's Issues Hour, and then we'll be back live Friday with Trivia Friday. So take care.